Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. The Arctic weather outbreak is expected to stick around through the weekend in Milwaukee, which gives football fans a good excuse to stay indoors on Sunday afternoon.
As though they needed a good excuse, the Packers, winners of six in a row, play in the marquee playoff game of the weekend, taking on the New York Giants on Sunday late afternoon. And that is where we start our conversation with Sean Ramft, managing editor of the website, The Sports Post. Hi, Sean. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So the last time we spoke, the Packers were in the midst of really kind of flailing around. We talked about their upcoming game with the Washington Redskins. Things did not look good, and indeed, they didn't turn out well. But since then, completely different story. What is behind this turnaround?
I'm pretty sure, simply put, it's Aaron Rodgers. I know we talked about last time how he had not been quite right. And then, of course, he says, hey, we could run the table. And they did just that. He's probably been the best quarterback in the league over the last 6 weeks. A lot of MVP consideration suddenly after the first, you know, several weeks where that wasn't a thing. But yeah, the offense is firing on all cylinders, and they have made up for all the injuries on defense, which keep mounting.
So. Right. It seems like their offense has been just good enough to offset any trouble they're having on defense.
Yes. He's been himself again. Ty Montgomery at running back in flashes has been excellent.
Especially considering he's a wide receiver.
Yes. Can't wait for him to be an actual running back and go through the offseason as one, because I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. And
yeah, nobody's really lamenting the loss of Eddie Lacy at
no,
this point.
No, which is, I would like to see him back, and it's probably going to be cheap. Because, you know, this was going to be his contract year, and he was set to have a big season, and the injury derailed that. And they picked up Christine Michael from the Seahawks, who was released. He'll probably be back, too. That leaves James Starks as the odd man out. But, yeah, Rodgers has been Rodgers, and Devontae Adams has stepped up. Jordy Nelson is catching touchdowns again. And like I said last time, the NFC North is bad, and the Vikings cooled off a lot. The Bears are very, very bad. And the Lions, they made the playoffs too, but they could have run away with the division, and they lost a couple down the stretch after Stafford's injury. So.
And in the end, the Lions only made the playoffs because the Redskins lost.
Yes. They wouldn't have made it if the Giants beat them this past Sunday. So once again, the Packers win the North. almost the same story as every single season, which is probably getting annoying for the rest of the NFC North fans out there, especially the Vikings, who started 5-0. But yeah, it's been mostly Aaron Rodgers. So
all right, so let's talk about what the Packers' outlook is, because you know they ran the table. As we said, their offense was good enough to offset the difficulties they've had on defense. So what does that mean come playoff time? They start the playoffs against the Giants.
Yeah, they start at home, which is always, you know, good. But the Giants, both times, their last two trips to the Super Bowl, they've beaten Green Bay to get there.
And Giants make the case that nobody wants to play them.
Yeah.
You know, some of that is bravado, obviously.
Sure.
But when it comes playoff time, the Giants are a tough team.
Yeah, and they've gotten hot at the right time, like Green Bay has. You can make the case that nobody wants to play Green Bay right now, but the big difference is defense, and the Giants have it in abundance, and the Packers do not. Their secondary is decimated. They lost a couple more corners this past week.
This is the Packers,
yeah. They had a couple more corners missed last week. They've already signed one or two from the practice squad. They're thin, and Clay Matthews is healthy, which is rare this year, but that won't be enough, and the Giants' defense is great. And if Eli Manning can just not turn the ball over, I still don't see Green Bay getting out of the first round. Rodgers can be Rodgers, but their defense might come back to get them. And this time they're not playing a team that's going to give up a lot of yards, in theory at least.
But the Packers have surprised before, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, it'd be a nice surprise.
So let's talk about the playoffs in general. And we look at the NFC, we look at the AFC. The NFC is a much deeper conference, it seems, this year.
Yeah, you got the Cowboys who, weirdly enough, two of their three losses are against the Giants, and that could come up down the road. The Seahawks are always trouble.
Seahawks have had a very inconsistent year, but
it's
playoff
the playoffs,
time, yeah.
Like the Giants. It's always going to be. The Lions could surprise them Saturday. I don't think they will. I think the Stafford injury really derailed their season. He was doing really well, and it's not like he had a bad last few weeks, but he's just maybe their strength of schedule caught up to him. Maybe the injury's, you know, taken more out of him than we thought it would. But yeah, the NFC looks pretty good. Not a lot of great records in there, but looks pretty good.
And the AFC, it seems like a fairly thin group of teams. I will speak on behalf of my Patriots.
You've got your New England Patriots.
They, you know, as much as I feel like I jinx them by saying this, they have to be the odds-on favorite in the AFC right now, especially given what happened in Oakland.
Yes, which is a bummer. Not necessarily that the Patriots are favorites, which could also be construed as a bummer, but
I think Patriots fans and Packers fans kind of understand each other.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same. We always successful, at least the last 10, 15 years or so. But the Patriots, hard to bet against them ever, even without Brady in the four games this year, and that was without Gronk for the most part too, who's done for the rest of the year. They went 3-1 with two different quarterbacks. Their defense is sound, and if Brady's healthy, there's really, under Belichick, there's nobody better, usually.
Well, so talk about the Raiders, because the Raiders were a surprising team for the first 14 weeks of the season.
And Derek Carr was great. He was sort of in the MVP conversation, and now we get to see, is it Connor Cook?
I believe that's right.
Oakland's Connor Cook, their third stringer.
Who, it should be noted, was a pick higher than Dak Prescott.
Yes, who is obviously very good this year. I don't think the Raiders stand a chance. Their best bet now is that at least they play Houston to open the postseason, who, like the Giants, have a great defense, but unlike the Giants, don't
have
really
Brock Osweiler at quarterback.
Yeah, who it was going to be Tom Savage, who's already looking better than Brock Osweiler, and then he got a concussion. So that game's going to be a mess, probably. Probably really fun defensive battle. I can see Oakland sneaking through, but after that, almost every team is stronger. The Steelers should win their first game. Miami's without Ryan Tannehill now. He's ruled out for Sunday. But after that, I mean, it's the Patriots' conference to lose. And the Raiders, it's unfortunate because I could have seen them go into the AFC title game against New England.
It certainly would have been an interesting dynamic had the Raiders been as healthy as they were for the first 14 games.
As long as Derek Carr would have been healthy, they would have had a real shot in making some noise in the playoffs.
So your thoughts at this stage of the game for who we might see in the Super Bowl?
I want to say New England, which isn't hard to say. Mm-hmm. And as much as I would like to see the Packers in there, I don't think it's going to happen. A New England-New York rematch for the third time would be fun for some people. I don't think it's going to be Dallas. I know that seems to be the thing, is New England-Dallas. They have Tony Romo as a backup, though. I just don't know if they can get through the postseason with two rookies leading the way. So I'm going to go Seattle, because they're always
thinking of Seattle,
annoyingly
New England,
pesky. It could be Seattle, New England again, even though they've been really inconsistent down the stretch. I'll say Seattle, New England. Rematch of a couple of years ago.
You just never know what's going to happen. That's why they play the games.
Yes. Let's go Chiefs. Chiefs Giants in the Super Bowl for fun, maybe alternate.
Not a Chiefs Packers rematch of Super Bowl
One. That'd be cool too, actually. Any of those.
All right, so let's turn our attention to basketball. And as we have this conversation, the Bucks are coming off of a really thrilling victory. Yeah. Last second, Giannis Antetokounmpo shot to beat the Knicks. And the Bucks, actually, Giannis on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week, too.
Look at that. Milwaukee Bucks getting some national attention. It's nice for someone like me who hasn't, until recently, paid that closely of attention to the NBA since the last time the Bucks were relevant, which was years ago.
I wonder if that's the story around Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, it's fun. They're an exciting team. They have a lot of young potential stars. You could already say that Giannis is at the star level and only getting bigger. Jabari Parker is developing really nicely. Just all the little pieces they have around them seem to be fitting in, too. Greg Monroe coming off the bench has been a nice addition. Last year, he didn't really fit in when they signed him to that contract, but he took a six-man role, and he's running with it. It's been pretty fun. The East is always a little shaky near the bottom half of the top eight.
It's kind of the AFC of the NBA.
Yeah, right now. And for the longest time, I guess. And right now, the Bucks are right in that 5-8 seed. I know there was like a game and a half separating teams 5 through 8. And this is all with Chris Middleton out for most of the season. He won't be back until later he's recovering from his hamstring tear. So, and Giannis has just been, it's just fun to watch him. It's fun to watch basketball here, which is nice.
Well, and as you say, the East is one of those places where you could, you know, end the season 3 games over .500 and get the 4 or 5 seed.
Oh, yeah, right now. Right now you could probably finish .500, yeah, and get 5. Seed 8, you could probably finish 2 to 3 under or a few more. I know in the West, 1 through 7 seems to be really solid, and then the 8 seed is like 6 games under, but the East is pretty much the same way except 5 through 8. So
at this point, we can look at the Bucks, and this is a playoff team.
Yes. Yeah, they should make the playoffs with this roster. I know a lot of fans probably in Milwaukee always like to undersell the Bucks, and for the most part, that's entirely accurate of how they've been the last decade and a half. But this team should make the playoffs in the East. You could even see them getting out of the first round. I don't know if they go much further than that this year. But if they have everybody healthy next year and they tie down, you know, their studs, then they're looking really good.
Well, and so there's the question I have for you. If you're a team that is building a new arena and trying to put some momentum into the team before that arena gets here, this seems like it has to be going, and again, I'm afraid of jinxing here, this seems to be going exactly the way they would want it to.
Yes, and I can't imagine they won't tie down Giannis and Parker, and they already did Middleton. They just got to keep that core intact. And they've made a little bit of a few questionable decisions with paying all of their centers a lot of money, that they have too many centers to use. That Plumlee contract is still very odd. He barely plays, and he's making upwards of, what, $50 million over the next 4 seasons. Good for him. Great gig if you can.
Sure, he has a nice car.
Yeah. Henson's been good off the bench in rotation. I know their first-round pick this past season, Thon Maker, they're going to bring along slowly. He's a lot rawer than Giannis was, which is saying a lot.
And for people who don't know him, he is he the first NBA player from South Sudan? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. And that pick surprised a lot of people because at first he was a top 10 guy because he was so young and had all this potential. Now then there were questions about his age. But their second-round pick, Brogdon, is, you know, in the rookie of the year conversation now. He's 2 years older than Giannis. He leads or is very close to leading in all the major categories among rookies. I still think it'll go to Embiid in Philly just because, I mean, he plays, you know, he gets starters minutes and he's been really good as well. Even though they drafted him a few seasons ago, he hasn't played until this year. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of bright young stars. It's nice. I hope they don't do what they did several years ago and start trading everybody off a few years down the road. This is
different ownership.
Different ownership. They're doing things a little differently, and it looks pretty exciting.
Well, and if nothing else, we in Milwaukee are not yet counting the days until spring training, which is saying something.
Not right now. Yeah, we actually have basketball to keep us excited.
Sean, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Ranft is managing editor of the website The Sports Post and our regular sports contributor.